Idiot even kept the dog. Sweetie, our greyhound had watched with pitying eyes as the elevator doors closed on me and my bags, while my boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, tried to nudge her back inside. He had explained the problem in excruciating detail as he sobbed in my lap, so overcome with guilt about his decision that I had to be the one to comfort him through it. He had tried, he said, red-faced and sick with himself. He'd really, really tried, but he didn't love me anymore. Then he put on an Ed Sheeran song to try and better articulate his feelings. While I sat on the couch, we'd picked out together and waited for the feeling to return to my extremities. He'd been having doubts about the forever of it all, he said, squeezing my forearms while I tried to think of all the things I loved, but maybe wouldn't love forever. Really high-waisted denim. A drizzle of chai syrup in my coffee. Binge-watching shows about amateur bakers. 3 years together, and he loved me like a collapsed Genoese sponge. Now I was laying on Nicola's living room floor. The baby, Layla, my niece, had been lulled to sleep by the dulcet drone of A Case of You. She had no choice. I wouldn't turn it off. This was my heartbreak party, which made me the boss of music, entitled me to an entire bottle of gin, and demanded my sister's bottomless sympathy. Mitch, my brother-in-law, had been banished to his little man cave in solidarity. I had nowhere else to go. I wasn't emotionally resilient enough for my mum's cloying pity. My only friends, really, were the girlfriends of Eddie's friends, and we weren't close enough that I could get away with crashing on their couches, monopolizing their free time with long-winded rants about how much better I could do and how much he was about to regret losing me until I almost believed it. Were hotels up and running again now that restrictions had been loosened? I couldn't be bothered finding out. It was much easier to stay here and soak in my misery, annoying Nicola's neighbours and doing all the things that Eddie hated, like lighting multiple scented candles at once and getting apocalyptically drunk. When Mum was my age, I said, sniffing, she had two kids, a husband and a mortgage. You've already used that one. I have a kid and a husband and a mortgage too, Nicola grimaced. You're welcome to them. Layla bit me on the nip today. Where's the respect? She's 7 months old, I argued. She doesn't know any better. She can't use that as an excuse forever. Nicola and I had drifted in and out of closeness as the years passed, but she was all I had left. She was 8 years older than me and got everything good in the gene pool. Strong eyebrows, good lips, natural athleticism. I was left with half-decent hair and joints that clicked for an hour after I woke up. She got all the good adjectives too. Classic, striking, Grace Kelly-esque, while I got tall. It wasn't fair. And she had the perfect life. An okay husband with all his hair, a cute baby, and a back catalogue of thrilling anecdotes from her days on the international party circuit spanning 2010 to 2020, including one about a lingering hug from Mark Ronson at a BAFTAs after party. Before motherhood came calling, she had run glossy, star-studded events in London, living off catered leftovers and energy drinks as she ferried celebrities and their entourages between venues. Her life, new though it was, she'd taken a generous redundancy package when the pandemic had hit, moved home to Melbourne, married Mitch, bought a house, got pregnant, and had a baby in the time it took me to grow out a fringe. Was as idyllic as smug mummy influencers pretended theirs were, and she never missed an opportunity to grumble about it. Seriously, Marnie, are you all right? No, I wailed. I'm going to die alone. My neighbours will complain about the smell coming from my apartment, and eventually they'll break down the door and find a puddle of stomach acid and eyeballs where my beautiful body once lay. Get over yourself, beautiful body. Don't you think I'd notice you're dead when you stop sending me 50 raccoon memes a day? I sniffed. You're ancient. You'll be dead years before me. I'm 36, you brat. I'm still young and hot. You're geriatric. Watch out, or I'll send Layla and her new front teeth to attack you. I crossed my arms over my chest to protect my vulnerable targets. I'm devastated. Give me a break.